been a while. What, 10, 11 years? Something like that, Scott?
Well, I saw Shay play at the Groovy Penguin about 10 years ago, I think. And
the original Groovy Penguin.
Penguin, yeah.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Started jamming and then putting songs together and sort of grown from there. Single off the new EP called Keep the Change.
Scott, you're an old war horse, aren't you? You've really been around the block.
Apparently.
Doesn't show.
Yeah, ended up right back where I started from too, so yeah. There you go. Yeah,
well, you're a Penguin boy, and I remember the Pale Riders were a big band in their time. What was your route from the beginning through that to now?
Well, I played with the Pale Riders for, God, nearly 25 years. That's right, yeah. We started as a school band and grew up here playing and then lived in Sydney, got up out of it,
yeah.
And ended up back here.
And what brought you back to Penguin?
Family, work.
And it's home?
It's home, yeah. That's for sure.
The homes are probably a little more complicated for you, Shay?
A little bit more complicated. Yeah, I was born in England. My dad's Sri Lankan, so I was there till I was about 8, and then mum and dad split up, so I come back here to Tassie, where mum comes from, and grew up here.
Didn't you quite recently go back to Sri Lanka in search of your roots a bit?
That's right, yeah. My dad contacted me. It's been many years, 25, 26 years, and he just rang and wanted to catch up and meet my children, and we did a little concert over there, and we made a video clip to Undone, which is the EP that Scott and I made together, Sweet Honesty EP.
Who did the concert over there?
Myself, my son Orak, and Marla, my daughter, and Leela. Orak played drums and guitar, and Leela played keyboards, and Marla did percussion and backing vocals, so it was a family band. It was pretty cool.
For a father that you hadn't seen for...
26 years. Quite surreal, actually, and my cousins and relatives, they were all there as well. It was amazing.
What was the first emotion when he rang and proposed this trip?
Very excited. Yeah, it's just like the missing piece to the puzzle.
Weren't hard feelings to deal with there?
Not anymore at that point. Mm. I mean, there had been, because I hadn't seen him for so long and he hadn't contacted, but, you know, you can put all that behind you and move forward.
You've recorded a few things now. Has there been a little bit of a working through that stuff in the music at all?
Definitely. It's my outlet.
This latest EP, you might have a slightly different flavour to it.
Well, one of the songs is about my dad, actually. Yeah. So that's Daddy. It sort of says it all.
What does it say?
It says that he's rang me out of the blue and he's made me really happy. But also refers to when I left England. I can just remember being at Heathrow Airport and leaving him flying out, and I didn't see him for 26 years, but I knew I had to be really strong and let him go, but it's something I held on to.
Did he have any idea at all that you were a musician?
Oh, yeah, he's known I'm a musician, okay. Yeah.
So he's kept track to some extent?
Yeah, he has, and he's very musical himself. He loves music. He's about 76, but you wouldn't think so. He's a very young, spirited person.
So when you performed for him with the children, emotional or what?
Yeah, I think he was overwhelmed.
What about you?
Yeah, and I was too. Yeah,
you got the words out okay?
Yeah.
What else did you get out of that trip to Sri Lanka?
Oh, 3 weeks I was there. We went on safari and elephants and leopards, yeah.
As you said, it kind of completed the puzzle a little bit for you. I guess Sri Lanka itself too, it's one part of your roots, the place.
Definitely, it was really good to go up there, and everyone sort of treated you like you were Sri Lankan. They're actually playing Keep the Change over there on the radio, on 2 radio stations, and it's on Yes FM. I think it's gone to number 6. So it's getting lots of requests and they really like it.
How big a market is that? I mean, have you got a big car hidden somewhere, Shay, or what?
I have no money.
Scott's got a $1 million view here in his flat in Penguin. It looks over the beach. It's stunning. Is there any significance to it that's resonating in Sri Lanka?
It's the sort of song that anyone could relate to it because it can mean a lot of things. Mm. Keep the Change. It's just that common thread thing. And it's a pretty cruisy tune.
So, Scott, who are the other members of the band?
Dan Jeffries playing bass, Talia Valenti playing drums, Randall Muir on keyboards this weekend. he played on the album, so he's going to join us this week.
Another legendary Penguin musician?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's going to be great. We've never actually sort of played together deliberately before, so it's going to be fun.
Keep an eye on Scott and Randall, Shay. They'll go off on some long solos if you're not...
Oh, yeah, they'll have to keep an eye on them, that's for sure.
It'll be hard not to. Talia, your drummer's interesting. I've seen her a couple of times. She's a very relaxed-looking drummer at the kit. She's great to watch.
She's an awesome drummer to play with, yeah, yeah.
Where'd she come from?
WA.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are pretty much an institution on the coast here. They're pretty fond of you in Sri Lanka too, it seems. Any chance the band might have to go on tour there?
Wouldn't that be nice? They're having an awards night in October. The radio announcer was really keen for me to go over to that because I could win an award, I don't know. It'd be fun to go over there and play.
You could always deputise your father if you can't get there yourself.
It'd be lovely to see him too because he's not well at the moment. He won't tell me what's going on, but it's not good. So I would like to go and see him as well. The EP was recorded at Paradise Studios in Paradise. I went to Paradise. But it's freezing cold up there. Very rustic little studio. Off the grid.
Yeah.
Yeah, under Mount Roland sort of thing.
And so, therefore, what recorded? It's a solar-powered album?
You could probably hear donkeys on there as well.
And for those who don't know Paradise, if you head towards Sheffield from Railton and then turn back to the east, sort of tucked away in a beautiful valley there, isn't it?
It's amazing out there. You did it really quickly. Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Before the batteries went flat.
Before the batteries went flat. Bo Thomas, he recorded it. And he plays with Pete Cornelius. He's drums with him as well. Remember that one?
I remember it.
So I left Heathrow Airport with my mum. There was like about 150 relatives in Tasmania when I arrived. La Trobe, big family. They had a choir and we all sang at weddings and birthday parties and...
What, all 150 relatives?
Yeah, the whole family. Yeah. But it was 12 sons and daughters of my Nana Parker and I just used to watch them when I was little. Yeah, mum's been there for me ever since. She's amazing.
We owe so much to choirs. So many of the greats grew up singing in a choir.
Yeah, and there's a lot to be said about that.
Yeah.
Just learning the harmonies and learning to blend it, the beginning of everything.
Yeah. And at the same time, it instills the need to break free and rock and roll by yourself with the guitar.
Yeah, that's right.